tonight. So Moss for the Panthers and Brechtel for the Wolverines. There's the tip, and it's controlled by Waterford. It goes into the hands of Beasley immediately. He'll pass it over to Gustafson at the top of the key. He passes over to Brechtel. They got him out high. Now they post it up. Gustafson long. Turnaround shot is good by Gustafson. Makes it 2-0. And here comes the Park Panthers the other way with Isaiah Robinson with the basketball. Gives it to Becker. Becker goes to Moss. Then it goes back to Cam Becker. Now on the wing. Shot is up. No good. And rebound. It was Zari Gwynn. Then it's stolen. But knocked out of bounds by Moss. So Waterford to inbound. LaPisto will inbound to Beasley. And Beasley, being guarded by Gwynn, takes it across the timeline. Now passes over to Gustafson, who's on outside. Now they go on the wing to Beasley. Beasley posts up, turnaround, goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Wolverines. We've played 1 minute here in our first half. They get it in to Dashner. Dashner gives it back to Gustafson. Gustafson, an all-broadcast team member, first team. Now from the corner, that shot up by Brechtel's block and goes into the hands of Robinson, who's pushing it up quickly in the corner. The three-pointer's up, no good. And that was by Cole Becker. And here comes the Wolverines the other way. Dashner with the basketball. Now Beasley with the shot. That hits the ring, and that's it. Last touch by the Panthers. So they inbound it to Dashner. Dashner gets it back inside to Beasley. He can't get it to go. And Zari Gwynn comes up with it. To Becker. Becker shot up is good by Cole Becker. A little bit of taunting there, but so 2-2 is our score. Quickly comes LaPisto down court. Goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Park Panthers. 2-2 is our score. 16-14 to go in our first half. Robinson walks it up. We'll look for them to try to play up tempo, though. Now Becker with it. Gives it up to Moss, who drives inside. Then throws it back out to Cole Becker. Now Zari Gwynn. They post up Moss low. His shot up, no good. Rebound to Brechtel. And Brechtel puts it into the hands of Gustafson, and they said they were going to keep a third guard back, and they did now. Got an official's timeout here. Little blood from the nose of Beasley. Oh, actually, it looks like they're attending to his cheek. I'm surprised they didn't ask for a sub to come in.
Yeah, they usually give them about 30 seconds to fix it, and if they can't fix it, then they got to get that sub.
Yeah, so Bull Vite will come in now for Beasley. So 2-2 is our score, 15-41 to go in our first half as the ball goes into Gustafson. Gustafson gives it to LaPisto. LaPisto still with it, almost lost it. Gives it up to Vite. Vite back to Gustafson at the top of the key. Gustafson wants a drive. Now gives it up to Brechtel, and they go on the wing as Gustafson, he's double-teamed. Got to get rid of it. Gets it to LaPisto, and then they get it back out to Dashner. Now Gustafson at the top of the key again as they'll rework it. Now gives it up to LaPisto. Down low to Vite. Knocked away by Jackson Moss. Out of bounds with authority. It'll remain, though, with the Wolverines. Lopisto, the inbound. Gets it into Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive. Pulls up, shoots. In and out, no good. And the rebound to Isaiah Robinson, pushing it up quickly this time. To Moss. Moss shot up is good and counted. Count the basket by Jackson Moss. That falls on Brechtel, his first, team first. So at the line for one is Jackson Moss. Puts it up and hits it to make it a 5-2 Park lead. 14:44 to go in our first half. Gustafson gets it over to LaPistol with that pressure by the Panthers. Now it's taken away. Dashner had it taken away. Here comes Moss. He puts it up, no good. And we're going to have a foul coming up. This one will go against Park. That one's on Gwynn, his first, team first. So LaPistol to the inbound. And they got the three guards back like Coach Ragland talked about. Now Gustafson, he'll handle it. Now throw it over to LaPistol as he gets it across the timeline. Now gives it up to Brechtel. And then Brechtel gives it back to Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive. Comes inside, puts it up, and scores. Caden Gustafson with a basket to make it 5-4. Keep in mind, in that loss to Park earlier this year, he had over 30. Here's a three-pointer that's no good. And LaPistol with the rebound. Trying to get it to someone. Gets it to Dashner. Then Dashner will get it up to Veit, and then to Gustafson. Caden Gustafson with the three-pointer to make it 7-5, Waterford. Isaiah Robinson gets it to Betker. Betker's going to put up the three and hit it. Cam Betker with the three-pointer to give Park an 8-7 lead at the 13-18 mark. Gustafson bringing it all the way down, driving inside. Puts up the shot, blocked, and the rebound to Cam Betker. They put it into the hands of Moss. Now Moss goes to Betker. And now Moss for a three. That's no good. Rebound to Gustafson. So good block out that time by the Wolverines. And Gustafson will walk it up. 12:45 to go in our first half. 8-7. Park with the lead. Here's the pass to Veit. Now they go on the wing to Gustafson. Down low to Brechtel. Brechtel's turnaround is up. No good. And the rebound to Moss. He'll put it into the hands of Robinson. And Robinson's going to walk it up. They have not had the opportunity to push it up the floor. Here comes Betker now. Back to Robinson. Robinson on a floater. That's no good. Overlaid the easy bunny shot. And the rebound. Gustafson's got it. Gives it over to LaPistol. Then LaPistol goes to Veit. Looked for the three-pointer. Didn't have it. Here comes Gustafson. Now they go to Brechtel on the wing. Now back out on top to Gustafson. Now to Dashner. Now low to Brechtel. Brechtel's turnaround is no good over the rim. And here comes Isaiah Robinson. We're 8-7, still our score. 11:40 to go. And we got a foul coming up. That foul was on Veit, his first, team second. So Beasley checks back in. And Ragland checks in. So Veit and Dashner leave. Now here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Cam Betker to make it 11-7. Park with the lead. Here comes LaPistol. Almost has it taken away by Robinson. Looking to get it to somebody. Gets it to Beasley. Then Beasley gives it up to Dashner. Dashner's had the hot hand. I should say Gustafson's had the hot hand so far. Gustafson with the ball now. Brings it up to the top of the key, then throws it on the wing to Lepisto. Now he gives it up to Beasley. Beasley on the drive. He'll put it up and score. Went right around Zari Gwynn to make it 11-9. And here comes Robinson. Park leads by two as we close in on 10 minutes to go. There's a shot up that's good by Cole Betker, assisted by Robinson to make it 13-9. Now here comes Gustafson with the basketball. Gives it up to Reglin on the wing. Then he gives it to Beasley, and they go inside to Brechtel. Couldn't get it to go. Moss with the rebound. Gives it up to Betker. Now Moss with a three-pointer. That's good. Jackson Moss with a three-pointer. And a timeout called. A timeout called by Waterford. 16-9 is our score. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. You're listening to high school tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Leading the way so far here tonight, Cam Becker with 6 points. Jackson Moss with 6 of his own. Cole Becker with 4. And for the Waterford Wolverines, Caden Gustafson with all 9.
All right, 16-9 is our score. 16-9 is our score. Park with the lead. 10:02 to go in the first half. As Lepisto will inbound to Gustafson. And Gustafson will bring it up. Now they throw it away, and Robinson comes up with it. Tesmer in the game now also for the Wolverines. Chris Tesmer, the 6'5" forward. Now they get it in to Betker. Then he gives it up to Moss. Moss's three-pointer's no good. And the rebound to Beasley. And Beasley will take it up. Under 10 to play now. 9:35 to go in our first half. Now they give it up to Reglin. Back to Reglin. Then he gives it to Gustafson. His three-pointer in and out, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Park Panthers. Checking back in will be Brechtel for Tesmer. And Moss inbounds to Robinson. 16-9. Is our score. Park with the lead. Goes to Betker, to Robinson, then back to Moss. Freeman also in the game now for the Panthers. Zari Gwynn, his turnaround is good. Zari Gwynn with the shooter's touch turnaround 8-footer to make it 18-9. Park with the lead. Beasley now. Passes over to Lepisto. Then he gives it up to Beasley. Beasley on a wild shot, no good. And the foul coming up on the Park Panthers. That foul's on Moss, his first, team second. So at the line for two is Jamison Beasley. First time this afternoon. First one up is out. In and out, no good. And we talked about free throw shooting. Second one up is good. Makes it 18-10. So Park with an 8-point lead. Isaiah Robinson will bring it across, then gives it to Freeman. Freeman back to Zari Gwynn, to Freeman. Freeman with the three-pointer. That's good. So Freeman hits a three to make it 21-10. Park with the lead. Here comes the pistol all the way down. Shoots it in the corner to Ragland. They wanted a travel. They didn't get it, but then they get the rebound. And let's see who the foul's coming up on. That falls on Ragland, his first, team fourth. So Park to inbound. It'll be Cam Betker inbounding to Robinson. Robinson with the basketball, lost it. But it's picked up by the Panthers. On the drive is Gwynn. He puts it up, overlaid it, and a rebound to Beasley, finding Brechtel down quickly, who misses it. And Becker with the rebound. He had an easy bunny, and he missed it. Came off the ring. Now here's a three-pointer by the Panthers. That's no good. And LaPisto comes up with it, giving it to Gustafson, and he can't get it to go. Tap up, no good. Next one to Zari Gwynn. So it's still 21-10. Panthers with the lead at the 7:18 mark of our first half. Robinson pulls up, shoots, can't get it to go. Put back is no good. So that falls on Beasley, his first, team fifth. So Isaiah at the line, first time this afternoon. 21-10 is our score. Park with the lead. The winner of this game. The winner of this game will book their trip, punch their ticket, I should say, to Madison to play in a state semifinal game at the Kohl Center. That one's good. So 22-10 now. LaPisto with the basketball. Spin move to get it across. Gives it up to Beasley. And we're going to have another foul coming up here. And one thing about Park, their defense is so tenacious. A lot of fouls. That falls on Robinson, his first, team third. So Beasley the inbound at the 7-minute mark. Beasley gets it back from LaPisto, gives it up to Gustafson. Gustafson in the corner, now comes out to Brechtel. Now LaPisto for three. That's no good. And the rebound to Freeman. And Freeman puts it into the hands of Robinson. Down quickly to DeLeon, who's also in now for the Park Panthers. They go down low to Zari Gwynn. Spin move by Zari Gwynn. Tried to get a fadeaway, and he traveled with it. Tried to do the fadeaway and fell with the ball in his hands and traveled. 6:29 to go in our first half. Here comes the Wolverines. Gustafson gives it up to Beasley. Now Beasley to Brechtel at the top of the key. Then to Gustafson on the wing. He drives in, pulls up a shot. In and out, no good. It was halfway down. And DeLeon with the rebound. Gives it to Gwynn to DeLeon. Back to Betker. Now Freeman. Freeman pulls up, shoots, scores again. Only a two to make it 24-10. Park with the lead with 5:45 to go in our first half. Now LaPisto loses it. And here comes Zari Gwynn. And Freeman scores after being knocked knocked from Robinson. He batted it, and it's a 16-point lead now for Park. And let's see what we have here. Got a jump ball they're going to call. Park was trying to call a timeout with 5:22 to go. Checking back in will be Moss for Zari Gwynn. So we'll go over to Park, and they'll walk it up. They lead now by 16, 26 to 10. Becker with the basketball, passes out to Freeman. Freeman pulls up again, shoots, can't get that one to go. Rebound to Dashner, puts it into the hands of Beasley. The Wolverines need a basket bad here. We're under five to play in the first half, 26 to 10. Park with the lead. Passes over to Brechtel. Now they go down low to Beasley. He hasn't knocked away. Then it's going to go to LaPistol for three. That's no good. And the rebound comes down to Isaiah Robinson. Goes across court to DeLeon, who tries to come in. Can't get it to go. Then gives it up. Three-pointer there is good. Three-pointer by Freeman. And another timeout called by the Waterford Wolverines. With 4:28 to go, 29 to 10 is our score. Park with the lead. This is high school tournament basketball on DG Sports. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Let's hear from those big scorers for the Park Panthers.
Absolutely, Dick. Leading the way for them, Jacob Freeman, 10 points on two made threes. Jackson Moss still with six. Cam Becker still with six. And Cole Becker has four. Zari Gwynn with two. Isaiah Robinson with the lone free throw.
All right, 29 to 10 is our score. Park so far dominating this game. And the quickness so far has been the difference for the Park Panthers.
And that was one thing Coach Reglin mentioned pregame. He did not want to get into a track meet tonight.
So 29 to 10 as the Wolverines inbound. LaPistol gives it to Beasley, then down to Brechtel. Back out to Beasley. He'll put up a three. That's no good. Brechtel's trying to, and he throws it out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Park Panthers. So Park the inbound. It'll be Moss. He'll get it into Isaiah Robinson. As we close in on 4 minutes to go. They go down low. And let's see, they got the travel on DeLeon. Couldn't come up with the basketball. Right at the 4 minute mark. Checking back in will be Cole Becker for DeLeon. Gustafson gets it into LaPistol. LaPistol take it across. Now trying to give it up. Gives it up to Dashner. And Dashner wants to give it up. Gives it to Beasley. Beasley pulls back out. Then gives it to Dashner. Now Beasley for the three. That's no good. Rebound. Isaiah Robinson. Got it, and then tried to push it up to Moss, but it'll stay with Park. Knocked out of bounds by the Wolverines. Robinson gets it to Freeman. Now Becker for the two-pointer. That's no good. Moss with the rebound, though, and I believe he's fouled. That falls on Dashner, his first, team sixth. So checking back in is Zari Gwynn. And Eastland checks in for the first time this afternoon for the Park Panthers. Moss with the basketball now. on the wing, driving inside, trying to put it up. No good, but it comes back to the Panthers. Now Zari Gwynn on the drive. He'll put up a floater. That's no good. Put back, no good by Eastland. And the Wolverines have it at the three-minute mark. Gustafson out. Ooh, almost a travel. Now they throw it out of bounds. So it'll go back. It'll go back to the Park Panthers. All right, here comes the Park Panthers now with it. Eastland at the top of the key to Robinson. Now here's a shot up that's no good. And the rebound to Gustafson. Gustafson trying to get it to somebody. Gets it to LaPistol. Down to Dashner now from the corner. Three-pointer's good. Three-pointer's good by Brechtel to make it 29-13. And the drought ends for Waterford at the 220 mark. 29-13. Park with the lead. Isaiah Robinson with the basketball. Trying to find somebody to give it to. Now gives it to Becker. Becker with the no-look pass, and then it's taken away. Taken away by the Wolverines, trying to run with it. Gustafson for three. No good. Saved by Brechtel. Ball's on the floor. Bodies all over the place. And timeout to the Park Panthers. It'll be a 30-second timeout, just trying to salvage control of the basketball.
Yeah, Dick, it's crazy. You mentioned the scoring drought. I think it was 7 or 8 minutes left in our first half of live action here, where the last time Waterford scored. So quite the drought. I'm sure it's a sign of relief to finally get out of that. Luckily, Park didn't score too many points to really get ahead, but still, it was a good amount of lead, being still a 16-point game now.
All right, Park will have the basketball.
He gets it over to Gwynn. Gwynn looks to drive, puts up a shot. That one is good. 31-13, the score now. 132 mark. Jameson Beasley bringing it up the floor.
Beasley gives it up to Gustafson, who loses it and taken away. Shot is up and good by Eastland on the steal. It's a 20-point lead now for the Park Panthers. And again, just to let people know, we're on the baseline and there's people in front of us, and at times they stand up and we have to go tell them to sit down. So apologize that Dylan took over there. I'm sure he did a good job. 33-13 is our score. 106 to go. Totally shocking first half. Park with the lead by 20. Beasley brings it across. Now gives it up to Brechtel. Then Brechtel to Beasley. His shot up is no good. And the rebound to Becker. Boy, they've done a great job on the defensive boards, the Panthers. Now they go inside. Shot up is good by Moss to make it 35-13. With 35 seconds to go. Coach Robbins saying no fouls, no fouls. LaPistol with the basketball now. Gives it up to Beasley at the 20-second mark. He pulls up and scores. Jameson Beasley with about a 10-foot jumper to make it 35-15. And they'll play for one. The Panthers will, as Becker brings it across. There's only 6 seconds to go. Gives it up to Gwynn. Gwynn puts up the shot. That's no good. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Racine Park 35. The Waterford Wolverines 15. We'll step away for 60 seconds, then we'll come back with halftime programming. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Listen live or hear a replay of the game anywhere, anytime at dgsports.mixler.com.
Thank you, Dylan. And quite a shock here to have a 20-point advantage for Park at halftime. And the winner of this game gets the winner of the number seeded Wauwatosa West versus the number one seeded Mount Horeb in a Division III state semifinal game.
And that one just went to halftime. Wauwatosa West leads Mount Horeb 36-21. I had seen the reporter that's at the game tweeted out one of the Mount Horeb players was in street clothes for that one. So we'll see if that injury plays impact on them.
Yeah, we'll see. And evidently that game got played at 1 p.m. also. Must have got switched because originally it had said it was going to be at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I think it depended on the girls, kind of like our game here tonight.
Okay. And they're playing for the Division II title tonight. Wauwatosa West girls, correct?
Tosa East.
Oh, okay.
So crosstown rivals there. But, yeah, I think I was talking about Mount Horeb, their girls for the state. I think that's why they bumped that one up.
Okay. All right. Well, again, so we had said it would be a 7 o'clock game. They're playing right now. So, but we're here at halftime, 35-15 is our score. And we have time, so we'll run down the unofficial scoring first, and then Dylan and I will talk about this 16th annual all-broadcast team.
Yeah, once again, scoring here tonight, leading the way for the Park Panthers, Jacob Freeman with 10 points, Jackson Moss with 8, Cam Becker with 6 on 2 made threes, Cole Becker with 4, Zari Gwynn with 4 points, Jawan Eastland with 2, and Isaiah Robinson with 1. Dick, there's only 3 scorers here for the Waterford Wolverines in the first half, something we haven't said all year long.
Wow.
Caden Gustafson with 9, Jace Brechtel with 3, and Jameson Beasley with 3. That makes up their 15 points.
And what a half. Either way, what a half for the Park Panthers. And what a down half for the Waterford Wolverines. So if you're Nick Reglin, what are you going to be saying at halftime, knowing you're facing a 20-point deficit?
Yeah, I'm not. I honestly don't even know what you would say. Just that, you know, you need to wake up, need to start playing better. Jameson Beasley, when he got elbowed in the mouth, and had to come out for 3 or 4 minutes, that was a chance for Park to really jump up and get that lead. It didn't get too far at that point, but that's where the drought really started for Waterford, unable to score for almost 7 minutes of game time.
Yeah, so that's where we're at halftime with 5:40 to go in our halftime programming. 35-15 is our score. Park 18 minutes away. from a trip to Madison. All right, Dylan, let's go through this 16th annual DG Sports All-Broadcast team again. So eight out of the 15 are repeat members from last year.
Yeah, rightfully so. You had a lot of young players last year and a lot of young players this year. So we'll see a couple of them continue to be on the teams as they progress through their high school careers.
All right, so I'll announce that first team for you. From Waterford, a junior, Caden Gustafson. A junior from St. Catharines, Lamont Hamilton. By the way, Lamont Hamilton has made it all 3 years. A senior from Park, Jackson Moss. A junior from Racine Lutheran, Sam Petroff. And a senior from Racine Park, Isaiah Robinson. All five of them made the team last year. Dylan will announce the second team now.
Yeah, the second team, the Waterford senior, Jamison Beasley. Anthony Bull, a senior from Case High School, joined by his teammate Michael Farr, a junior at Case. Somebody showcased in our game here tonight, Zari Gwynn, the sophomore from Park High School. And rounding out that second team, the junior from Union Grove, Griffin Schultz.
All right, and then finally our third team, a sophomore from Racine Lutheran, Bryce Austin. A senior from the Prairie School, Carson Eag. A sophomore from Catholic Central, Sam Fate. A junior from Burlington, Grant Sulik. And a junior from St. Catharines, A.C. Ward. Carson Eag is a repeat member of that team. So again, those are the 15 members of the 16th annual All-Broadcast team.
Something cool to mention there, Dick, on your first team, you had Lamont Hamilton. He set the school record as a junior for all-time career points when we covered them in that regional final against Racine Lutheran. They weren't able to really showcase it during the game just because it was a one-point score at that point.
Right.
You didn't want too much of a distraction, but a huge accomplishment for only a junior setting your school's career points. And they've had great guards through there, Tyrese Hunter. You know a lot more history about them than I do.
Yep.
But they've had so many good talented players through there. It's impressive that he's able to set that record in his junior year.
And for our listeners, Tyrese Hunter, speaking of him, he is the only four-time repeat member of the team. So Lamont Hamilton next year would become only the second member to make it all 4 years. Quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, and I think it's just a testament to their playing ability. Unreal talent for both of them. Two of the best guards that I've ever seen play high school basketball. And I've watched more games than I can even count. They're just incredible talent.
All right, so we got about a minute 30 to go here, and then we'll get this one underway, this second half.
Dick, once again, having to go tell people that once we start the game, they'll have to clear out of our way so that we could see. Unfortunately, we're behind the set of bleachers that they have set up here. We're maybe 30 feet, 10 yards off the baseline, so we do have somewhat of an obstructed view, but the people around us are very cooperative with moving. They're very understandable. Standing room only, both ends of the floor. The bleachers are completely full, so we're grateful that the people that are standing are willing to work with us to move.
And a lot of people in here. I see Tim Burkhart, the manager, also a patron of DG Sports, the manager slash pro at Johnson Park. He's in the house. So we're ready to get this second half underway, and the Wolverines will have our first possession, and we'll see what happens. Right away with the, if the Park Panthers continue that scoring or if Waterford can claw their way back into this one. So just waiting for Jackson Moss to get out here, and now we'll resume play. And they get it in to LaPistol. Pistol gets it over to Beasley. Beasley on the drive, puts it up and can't score. Put back is no good by Brechtel, and the rebound to the Panthers, and Robinson, he'll bring it across the timeline. Gives it up to Zari Gwynn. Back to Robinson. Now Robinson loses it. And it goes on the ground. And LaPistol comes up with it. Trying to find someone to give it to. Gives it to Dashner. To Brechtel. Now to Gustafson. Back to Beasley. Played almost a minute here already in the second half. Now Beasley with the basketball, gives it up to Gustafson, who drives in, puts it up, knocked away, into the hands of Robinson, trying to come all the way down, puts it up, no good, no call. Casey Robbins wanted a foul, and they didn't call one. There's a shot up, no good by LaPistol, and we're getting kind of in a wild helter-skelter game right now, and Zari Gwynn says, we're going to slow it down. So Zari Gwynn passes on the wing to Moss. Back out to Becker at the top of the key. Now he gives it to his brother Becker on the wing. He's got nowhere to go. Almost taken away by LaPistol. But Robinson comes back up with it. 16:20 to go in our second half. A trip to state on the line. Moss with the basketball. Pulls it back out. Now gives it up to Cam Becker and then to Zari Gwynn. When you got a 20-point lead, you can take your time. Zari Gwynn now on the drive. Puts up a wild shot that's no good. And it goes into the hands of Gustafson. And he'll bring it across. Gustafson for a three. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Park Panthers. Checking back in will be Freeman for the Panthers. And they took Moss out. So Isaiah will lock it up. 15:40 to go in our second half. 35-15. Park with the lead. They go on the wing to Becker. Then across court to Robinson. Now back out on top to Cam Becker to Robinson. Then they go on the wing to Zari Gwynn. He gives it to Freeman. Freeman passes it back over to Robinson at the top of the key. Now on the wing to Becker. Then to Freeman. Then back to Cam Becker. Now inside to Zari Gwynn. Looked like he was going to shoot it, but he had Gustafson right on him. Now Cam Becker gives it up to Zari Gwynn. And Zari Gwynn had it taken away by Gustafson. Then comes in, puts up a wild shot once again. Can't get it going. Here comes LaPistol. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. Colin Kent. And the rebound to Cole Becker. Gets it down to Robinson. Back out to Zari Gwynn. Got a foul coming up. That falls on Gustafson, his first. Team first. So Gwynn wants the inbound. Gets it into Freeman. Freeman now on the drive. K Kicks it out to Boettger. His three-pointer's good. Cam Boettger with another three-pointer to make it 38-15. He's got three of them at the 14-minute mark. 38-15. Park with the lead. A pistol now gives it up to Beasley. And then Beasley gives it to Gustafson. Then they go down low to Beasley, trying to post him up. Now, Bo Veit's three-pointer's no good. And another rebound to Cam Boettger. And Zari Gwynn will bring it up. Brings it all the way up, puts it up and scores with the left hand. Switched hands to make it 40-15, Racine Park. Now they go down low to Brechtel, and he couldn't get it to go. Now it's taken away by the Panthers. And Casey Robbins says, take your time. As Isaiah Robinson takes it across, gives it up to Boettger. Now comes over to Cole Boettger. Then he gives it up to Robinson. Now Freeman. Freeman pulls up, shoots, hits the rim, no good. Rebound to Gustafson. Coming down to LaPistol, who drives. And he's fouled. And checking back in will be Dashner for LaPistol. That last foul was on Cole Boettger. His first, team first. So Gustafson inbounds. To Bo Veit. Gustafson from the corner. His three-pointer. Airballed right into the hands of Isaiah Robinson. 12:55 to go in regulation. 40-15. Park with the lead. Robinson now on the drive. Gives it up to Boettger. Then Boettger to Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn being guarded by, and they're going to call it on Beasley on the reach-in. He doesn't like it, but they called it. It's his second, team second. So Park to inbound from the side. And checking back in now will be Reglin for Bo Veit. Stick around after this one. We'll have our DG Sports player of the game. And hopefully, between Dylan and I, we may be able to get Coach Robbins on. Now we got a foul coming up. That'll be three on him. No, player control foul. Player control foul on Gwynn, his second, team second. So 12:29 to go. Waterford got to get going here. 40-15. Gustafson with the basketball. Passes over to Reglin. Now back to Veit at the top of the key. Now coming inside, Gustafson. His shot up is good. Caden Gustafson gets the shooter's touch and hits the 12-footer. Now on the drive. Kick it out to the wing. Now here's a shot up that's no good by Cam Boettger. And here comes the Wolverines running with it. From the corner, LaPistol's three-pointer's good. Colin LaPistol with the three-pointer to make it 40-20. 20-point deficit now. They get it down quickly. Now they go inside to Zari Gwynn. He puts it up, can't get it to go. Beasley with the rebound. And here comes the Wolverines. Back out to Veit. His shot up is no good, and Gwynn with the rebound. And he gets it into the hands of Robinson. It's still a 20-point deficit at the 11-minute mark. And Coach Robbins calls the timeout. It's a 60 timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Once again, you're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live and subscription-free on DG Sports.
All right, back to live action here. 40-20 is our score. Park with the lead. 11 minutes to go in regulation. And Park to inbound. Inbounds to Isaiah Robinson. And Robinson will take it across. Now gives it to Bedker. And then he goes back to his brother. Now they get it to Bedker. Now inside to Moss. And he traveled. He traveled with it. So 10:40 to go. Checking back in will be Bull Veit for Bierman, who was in. Reed Bierman had come in for the Waterford Wolverines. And Bull Veit replaces him, trying to get that perimeter shooting. Shooters out there. Now Beasley at the top of the key. Throws it over on the wing to LaPisto. Now they go inside to Beasley. He'll put it up and count it. Count the basket by Jamison Beasley. And checking back in will be Bierman now for Veit. So that foul was on Moss, his second, team third. Free throw up is good. Makes it 40-23. Freeman gets it over to Moss, and then they get it up quickly into the front court to Cole Bedker. Gives it to Robinson, then to Bedker. He misses it. Bedker, that was Cam Bedker, missed the bunny. All he had to do was throw it off the glass. That foul was on Beasley. That's his third. So they get it into Cam Bedker. Gives it up to his brother, Cole. Knocked out of bounds. 9:57 to go as Robinson gets it to Bedker. Bedker comes inside, puts it up and scores. To make it 42-23 as Gustafson comes up with 9:40 to go. Now gives it up to Beasley. Back to LaPisto, the give and go. Back door was executed very nicely by the Wolverines. 42-25. Robinson gets it to Bedker. Then they get it down quickly to Freeman. He can't get it to go. And a foul coming up on Moss. And checking back in is Veit. That's Moss's third, team fourth. So LaPisto gets it into Gustafson, 42-25. Gustafson pulls up, shoots. No good, air ball. And a rebound to Cole Bedker, and he gives it to Robinson. Robinson being ridden by LaPisto. It'll stay, though, with the Park Panthers at the 9-minute mark. And checking back in once again is Bierman. So Coach Reglin rotating back and forth. Gets it in to Becker, and then Becker gives it to Robinson. Back to Cam Becker, to Isaiah. And they get it down to Freeman. Freeman on a drive, puts up a floater that's in and out, no good. Gustafson with the rebound. 8:40 to go. Now taken away by Robinson. Tomas to Freeman, and he scores. Making it 44-25. Coming down in the corner is Reglin. He loses it. Then Beasley puts up a shot that's no good. Put back, no good by Bierman, and Robinson came up with it then. Now taken away as Becker tried to force it to Freeman. Down to 8 to play. Shot up, no good by LaPistol, and Moss with the rebound. Now they'll put it into the hands of Robinson, and we're under 8 to play. For our listeners, now they go back out on top to Cole Becker, and then he gives it to Freeman, almost taken away by Gustafson. Freeman now on a drive, puts up the shot, and count it by Freeman. Let's see who that's on. Bolvite checks back in for Bierman. So count the basket. That foul was on Reglin, his second, team fourth. So Freeman at the line. Update, it's Wauwatosa West 57, Mount Horeb 45, 7:05 to play, second half. All right, Freeman, first time this afternoon at the line. Puts up a shot, no good, and a rebound to LaPisto. 7:35 to play. Trying to get it outside. And now Beasley with the shot, that's no good. Becker with the rebound. Gets it to Isaiah Robinson, down quickly to Moss. He'll put it up and score. Jackson Moss with the basket to make it 48-25. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
To high school tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Back to live action here, 48-25. Park with that big lead. .716 to go in regulation. And the Wolverines walk it up. LaPistol with the basketball now. Throws it over to Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive. Puts it up and scores. Nice one-handed layup by Gustafson to make it 48-27. They get it into Robinson. Robinson almost fouled by LaPistol. Gets it down quickly. And scoring is Zari Gwynn to make it 50-27. Here comes Gustafson with a three-pointer. No good. Moss with the rebound. He wanted a foul, but nothing there as they get it to Cam Becker now. Cam Becker almost a travel. And we got a timeout called by Racine Park. It's only a 30, so we'll keep it here at the 6:31 mark. 50-27. Park looking more and more like they're going to be going to Madison.
Yeah, leading the way tonight for them, Jacob Freeman, 14 points on two threes. Cam Becker with 11. Jackson Moss with 10. Zari Gwynn with 8. Cole Becker with 4. And Isaiah Robinson with 1. Juwan Eastland also 2 points of his own. For Waterford, Caden Gustafson, 13 points. Jameson Beasley, 6. Colin Lepisto with 5. And Jace Brechtel with 3.
All right, 50-27 is our score. If you're just joining us, Park has led almost all the way. Other than Waterford taking that 2-0 lead to start the game.
Yeah, they really hammered them and put a drought on for Waterford, which changed the entire game.
All right, so they get it in. The pistol almost takes it away from Robinson. As Robinson gets it across, then he gets double teamed, throws it over to Cam Becker. Becker then gives it up to Moss on the wing.